Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Trina Maypole, an engineer turned interior designer and author. She turns her technical expertise and love of design to helping parents create healthy, safe environments where their children can grow and thrive. Her new book, The Green Nursery, How to Design a Healthy, Safe Space for Your New Baby, teaches parents how to create a gorgeous green nursery just like the professionals. So welcome, Trina.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure. Let's talk about the concept of a green baby nursery and why it's so important for parents to create one.
Well, it's a great question. There's several reasons, three key reasons that I like to note. First and foremost, we're simply living with a lot of chemicals today. There's more than 84,000 chemicals currently registered for use with the EPA, and about 3,000 of those are manufactured in amounts that exceed 1 million pounds per year. So these high production volume chemicals, they're pervasive. They're used in a variety of consumer and household goods, and they're prevalent in our outdoor environments, but I think what a lot of people don't realize is they're also common in our interior environments as well. In fact, there's a number of chemicals of concern just in the typical American home. Second, we know that babies' rapidly developing bodies are just uniquely susceptible to chemicals. You know, infants breathe about 2 times more air than adults through very small developing lungs, and their organs are much less efficient at processing chemicals compared to adults. The blood-brain barrier doesn't fully develop until about 6 months of age, and children's brains continue to develop into adolescence. So, you know, this whole time, children are going through these key developmental stages. And scientists know that just small changes during these so-called windows of exposure can have really lasting effects on physical health and cognitive abilities. Lastly, of course, you know, infants and small children just behave so much differently than we adults do. I mean, just observe a baby or a toddler, and what do? They pick up everything around them, and they put it right in their mouth. And so this makes them, you know, uniquely exposed to chemicals that as adults we would not necessarily be exposed to. Go ahead. You know, the green nursery is just such a great place to start because we have this trifecta of, you know, lots of chemicals in the home, you know, children being very potentially affected by these chemicals, and then just this great opportunity to kind of start from scratch, because a lot of people do start from scratch in their baby nursery. And so start from the get-go, use products with fewer chemicals, and have a healthier indoor environment.
Now, Trina, you're talking about not just the chemicals that are outside of our homes, but the ones that are of concern inside of our homes. So what are those? What are the main culprits, the big guns? And, of course, I'm sure the smaller guns are harmful as well, but what are the main chemicals of concern, and where are they found inside of our homes?
You know, I'll talk about a few of them. Really, kind of any surface you can look at in your home is probably contains chemicals that most of us would not choose to live with on a day-to-day basis. Some of the big guns, as you suggested, are things like chemical flame retardants that are found on our furniture, furniture foam. They can be used in crib mattresses. They're commonly found in home electronics. So don't let your little ones suck on the remote control or your cell phone. There's also stain and water-resistant chemicals called perfluorinated compounds, and those are also used ubiquitously in the home. They're applied to furnishings, they're applied to carpeting, sometimes bedding, and they show up in even children's clothing and adult clothing for that matter. And then there are VOCs, which are in a variety of household goods. Those are volatile organic compounds, and they're found in paints and furniture finishes and flooring and cleaning supplies and even personal care products. And we know those are really bad for respiratory health, so they're bad for people with asthma and allergies. But a few VOCs are also known to cause cancer, and one of those big players is formaldehyde, and unfortunately that's commonly found in the home. And then, of course, to kind of round this out, we also have vinyl products. And whenever you take a hard plastic and you make it soft and pliable, you have to add these chemical plasticizers, and those are phthalates. And we know that phthalates are not chemically bound to the products they're used in, neither are flame retardants. And so we know these are leaching out into our indoor environments and into household dust. In fact, new research just came out a couple weeks ago about chemicals that are highly suspected of causing damage to developing brains. And both flame retardants and these perfluorinated compounds, these stain and water-resistant chemicals, both of those made the list. Phthalates made the sort of longer suspected list. And I just don't think that most of us are really aware that these products that we use to make our homes pretty and comfortable and functional are actually full of a lot of dangerous chemicals.
That sounds like it's almost everything, Trina.
I know. It's kind of a big, heavy thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and so what are some easy things? Since it seems really complicated and overwhelming, if you're having a new baby and you're thinking, God, I don't want to be ingesting and inhaling these myself. I definitely don't want my new baby to be inhaling all of this stuff. So what are some easy things that anyone can do right now to create a healthier, safer indoor environment for them and their babies?
You know, that is the big takeaway I want to offer parents, is that there's a lot of talk about things that are wrong, but there's not always a lot of focus on the easy steps you can take. So here's three easy things I want to give everybody. First, just rethink your cleaning products. You know, the products we get at the grocery store, they don't often even have an ingredients list. We have no idea what manufacturers are adding or what we're putting into our homes. So go online, find, there's tons of free green cleaning recipes out there. They usually contain things like baking soda, vinegar, lemon juice, you know, things that are right in your pantry right now and very cost effective. Whip up a batch when you need it and you know exactly what you're using in your home. Second, vacuum more often. You know, researchers have found flame retardants, perfluorinated compounds, and phthalates in house dust. And no, you're tracking in things from the outdoors, of course, on your shoes. Those are getting on your carpets. If you have wall-to-wall carpeting, vacuum once a week with a HEPA-filtered vacuum cleaner. That'll really reduce your house dust and all those chemicals that build up. Damp mop your solid surface floors once a week. And finally, clean up your bedding. You know, as adults, we spend, a third of our lifetimes asleep. Children sleep even more than that. So creating a really safe, healthy, restorative sleep environment is really important, and it's getting easier to do. So look for certified organic bedding. If you're shopping for your baby, really at a minimum, buy a Green Guard certified crib mattress, or invest a little bit more money in a crib mattress that's made from, you know, completely organic natural fibers and no added chemicals. I think creating that healthy sleep environment for everyone in your family is really critical.
Now, Trina, one last question for you. How can you tell, I mean, the way the marketing world is, right? I mean, people can put labels on their products. They may say that they're green. They may say that they're chemical-free or toxin-free and those sorts of things. But how do you really know? What do you need to look for? How is this regulated?
It's not really regulated in any form or fashion. What I encourage people to look for are third-party certifications. So these are done by outside research organizations and outside laboratory facilities, and they're not really closely connected to the manufacturers themselves. Mm-hmm. So these are the most reliable types of environmental certifications out there. They're things like Green Guard certified, and that's greenguard.org. You can go to their website to learn more. When it comes to fabrics, there's the OCOTEX certification or the GOTS certification, G-O-T-S, that certifies that not only the fabrics were raised without, raised and grown without harmful chemical pesticide residues, but also that the textile manufacturing process itself is fairly chemical free. So I really encourage people to look for those third-party certifications. Do your shopping that way. It makes it so much simpler because you know what you're getting. And a lot of these websites even have sites on their page where you can just search for products that are currently available.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Well, Trina, thank you so much for being here. We'd like to remind our listeners that you can get a free excerpt of Trina's new book, The Green Nursery, at mixmodern.com, and we'll spell that for you. That's M-I-X-X, two X's, M-I-X-X, modern.com. While you're there, you can check out the companion products, the Green Nursery Toolkit and the Green Nursery Buyer's Guide. Hands down, the easiest way to go green for babies. So thanks again, Trina. We really appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Insights.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.